Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I am Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are in our last session from Philippians chapter 3, verses 5 through 15, that we've entitled Be Like Paul, Part 2, where Paul is a second time now using himself as an example of others before self. Today we'll be finishing it up with verses 13 through 15. In which he says, brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the mark of the for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you.
Yeah, so he's going to kind of tie this into, you know, obviously he's been giving his resume and then why it matters, you know, what we should be focused on. And now he's going to kind of tie this back into ultimately what our focus should be and how it ties into this idea of others before self that we've been following through the whole book.
Yeah, so this idea of what he's striving for is the knowledge of Jesus. He wants to be a part of the resurrection from the corpses, he said in verse 11. He's striving for perfection in his relationship with Jesus. He's not there yet. He'd said that in verse 12 already, but now, again, in verse 13, I'm not there yet. I can't sit back and coast. Sometimes we have that attitude of like the foolish farmer that Jesus talks about in the book of Luke that had the big harvest, and I'll tear down my barns and build bigger barns and say, soul, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. We do that sometimes as service to the Lord in that, well, I'm not as bad as so-and-so, or I'm better than so-and-so, or it's time for the younger ones to take over. Or there's no spiritual retirement age, you know, and to think that we can just rest on our laurels and not continue to grow and strive. And one of the things that I admire most about the people that I admire the most are the fact that they continue to be students of the Bible. They never are satisfied in their knowledge. They're never satisfied in their growth, in their relationship with the Lord, and they're always trying to do more and grow more and learn more. Again, not because it makes them more worthy or anything, but it's just because they can never get enough. You never get enough time spending with your kids or your grandkids. You never get enough time with your spouse. If you really love, you want more and more. And that's the way it should be with our relationship with Jesus.
Yeah. He talks about how that this is something that he's still pressing on to and reaching forward to. It's a constant pursuit. And so we can't let up on that. He says, I press toward the goal of the upward call in Jesus Christ. So again, talking about this this resurrection and how that this is ultimately what he is focused on more here. But then he kind of talks some more.
Well, before you get off that, turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
Okay.
Because that upward call, I think you're right, it's the upward call of Jesus to come up and be with him in the resurrection.
Yeah.
And Paul speaks to this in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 in verse 24 about how that's the goal, the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Read verse 24, 1 Corinthians 9.
It says, verse 24 says, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win.
It's the same kind of metaphor that he's using there that he does here in verse 14 of Philippians 3, this running the race, this pushing for the prize. Well, the prize is getting to be with Jesus forever. That's ultimately the goal that we have.
Yeah. And so don't lose sight of it. Mm-hmm. Don't coast. Don't look at it, you know, if we're continuing the race thing. Don't look at it as, well, I'm already in the lead, so we can we can That's set right. back a little bit.
Like the tortoise and the hare kind of story.
Yeah. You don't, I'd say, end up losing. You lose sight of your focus here. So, stay goal-oriented. And then he says, verse 15, let us therefore as many as are perfect, or complete really is a better word there, but as many as are perfect or complete have this attitude, and if it's anything, you have a different attitude, God will also reveal that to you. Do you have attitude there as well? I don't remember what you read originally in verse 15.
Just think otherwise.
Okay, so this word for thought or attitude or mind, this one that we've been following throughout the book. It was one that, you know, we really pointed out in chapter 2 and verse 2. He says, make my joy complete by being of the same mind. This is where that continues to kind of be that that word that he's going back to and grounding all of this in. He says, have this attitude of humility and pursuing Jesus instead of, you know, reputation or resume or so many things that distract us from our pursuit of him and eternal life with him.
Yeah, and the ESV has, you were talking about complete or perfect, and those are good translations of that word. ESV has mature, which is also a good translation. I think for this context, even better, because that's who he's saying. If we're going to be spiritually mature, then we have to have the mind. What mind is that? Well, go back to Philippians 2. The mind of Christ is the point of all this. So if you're spiritually mature, then you're going to recognize the need for this attitude of others before self. You're pursuing the goal or the price of Christ-mindedness. You know, if you've got a different mind, it's going to be obvious. If you're not like Christ, if you're not selfless, if you're not acting on behalf of others, if you're not putting others before self, it's going to be obvious. And, you know, we need to make sure that if we're going to claim to be spiritually mature, and if we're going to grow and mature like we should, part of that is, you know, not getting caught up in church politics, not getting caught up in, you know, I want to have the best resume, to stay in the context here of I want to be the one that everybody looks to as being the man or whatever. Yeah. I just want people to get to heaven. I want to grow my relationship with Jesus, and I want to introduce him to other people.
Yeah. It's kind of, he also focuses on,
which, by the way,
you know, so many different groups here.
That, by the way, when we get to chapter 4 and Euodia and Syntyche, it shows that they weren't being spiritually mature. And the church allowing them to divide themselves, they weren't focused on the right things is the problem.
And they definitely weren't having the same mind or attitude in that, which is why, you know, there's division taking place. But he talks to different groups here. He says, as many as are perfect or mature or complete, ones that are more established, have this attitude. Continue to pursue Jesus. Continue to pursue the resurrection and all that, that Paul has been emphasizing here. And he says, and if you have a different attitude, God will reveal that to you as well. He seems to kind of be, you know, saying that if you're not mature or as mature here, that you know, if you keep pursuing this like you're supposed to, and you're imitating Paul and imitating Christ, then God's going to reveal, you know, what you need to work on and the attitude that you should be having. And so no matter where you lie in this, it's applicable to everyone that you should still be pursuing Christ, imitating him, imitating his humility, and a relationship with him that'll last on into eternity.
Yeah, and that imitate is going to be a big part of the next section we're going to discuss at the end of this chapter, going into the beginning of the next chapter. But that's the section, verses 5 through 15, of being like Paul, the last example that he's going to use, really, of others before self is himself. He's, again, back to chapter 1, he used himself as an example of this. Chapter 2, it was Jesus, Timothy, and Epaphroditus. And then chapter 3, he's used himself again as that. And then we're going to have some kind of application section here before we really get into chapter 4 that really tells us what the main problem and why he's been focusing on others before self so much is. But for now, we're glad you're with us today. Hope you'll choose to be with us as we continue to push forward through Philippians. We hope that you will like, share, subscribe, comment, do all the things on social media and whatever platforms that you happen to get this podcast or other podcasts on, that you'll tell others about Scripture Spotlight. Most of all, we hope that you'll dedicate 5 to 10 minutes every day with us, whether you're getting ready for work, driving to school, relaxing at the end of the day, mowing the yard, or whatever it might be throughout your day when you have a few moments, that you'll open up God's Word with us, that we can find out what God's message for our lives is, because here at Scripture Spotlight, the text is the star of the show.